Broadcasting and streaming worldwide from the Golf Club Studios, it's the Golf Club Radio Show with Danielle Tucker.
Hi, Danielle. It's Ben Crenshaw.
Hey, Ben, and we've only got 129 days to go before the Century Tournament of Champions. We're going to get an update from Alex Urban this morning, the executive director at Century Tournament of Champions on Maui. By the way, Maui, they're playing golf at Wailea. There's a 10:50 on the gold, a 12:40 on the emerald. Maui Nui has an 8:30 or 10 o'clock. And on Kauai, the Southside Men's Club, they're going out. There's also an 11 o'clock if you'd like to, an 11:30, an 11:40, and Makalei has a 9:30. When it comes to the tours on the LPGA at the Walmart Northwest Arkansas Championship presented by P&G, Seong Kim, 13 under. Austin Ernst is 9 under. Now, last week, I said the Northern Trust was set up way too easy. Well, that's not what's happening now. We have an incredible leaderboard. Would you believe that only two players are under par? Only two. Patrick Cantlay and Rory McIlroy are tied for the lead, followed by Hideki Matsuyama and Dustin Johnson. They are even for the tournament going into moving day, and Tiger Woods is still working on his swing. So we've got a great show. Diana DeLucia, Claude Brousseau, Karen Palacios Jensen, and Ben Wright with Michael Patrick Shields starting off the show. We're going to come back after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
The Golf Club is brought to you by Oahu Extraction. When it floods, water, or worse, sewer pipes break, or mud inundates your home, call Oahu Extraction 24/7. Oahu Extraction, on site in 90 minutes, high-rise shopping center or home. Oahu Extraction. Raynor Doors, the overhead door used to protect the Lamborghini showroom. Provide lasting security and safety for your business, your home. Raynor Doors. Increase the value of your home with a major return on your investment. Call Raynor Doors, 676-3667. And now, here's Danielle Tucker.
All right, we're going to have a breezy day today. Nice winds, 15 to 25 miles per hour. Good. They're out of the east, and the high is expected to be 91 degrees, so we'll get some relief there. Mostly sunny with isolated showers on the leeward side. Partly sunny, scattered showers. Breezy today. Yay. All right, so lots going on in the world, but I want to catch up with Ben Wright, who's about to celebrate his birthday. A legendary broadcaster and golf commentator, former CBS broadcaster, and founder of Golf World UK. He's an author, Good Bounces, Bad Lies, and Speaking Right. He's also a golf course architect. The Cliffs Valley opened in 1995. Now, he authored with Michael Patrick Shields, our travel guru extraordinaire. TravelTattler.com is where you'll find him. He's host, award-winning host, of Michigan's Big Show, syndicated across Michigan, Michael Patrick Shields. The last time we spoke, Michael Patrick, you were at the Bridgestone Senior Players Championship. Welcome into the clubhouse.
Aloha. Beautiful to be back in the Hawaiian airwaves.
Yes, and it's good to have you. And I think I hear our legendary broadcaster, Ben Wright. Welcome in.
Oh, thank you, Danielle. It's so kind of you not to spell out my age.
No, no, no.
But I got to confess, it's 88 on September the 9th.
On September 9th, Ben Wright will be 88 years old. And would you believe, I mean, of course you believe, in 2017, he oversaw every aspect of the work that was being done on his golf course, the Cliffs Valley course, a beautiful course that hosted many PGA Tour events, professional events. The last time, Ben, that we were together on the air, we were talking about the 2017 Masters, about the time where you were doing all that work. I got to ask you, we've got the Masters coming up in November. Tell us what you think about all this.
I think it's a splendid idea because, you know, I think the USGA, in canceling the Open, made a gross error because, you know, golf, we can do that social distancing so easily that even if you can't get a crowd, and I think a crowd would be essential for the Ryder Cup, but it seems like a shame to miss an Open completely. Now, going back to the Masters in November, I once played Augusta National on the end of the first week when they reopened in November. You know, a lot of people don't realize that when the Masters was finished in April, they rip up the course, reseed it and everything, and then they close the course on May the 1st and reopen in November for the members. And I had the good fortune of playing there, but as I told Michael Patrick, it was cold, it was intermittently rainy, and, of course, it's a different golf course completely. There isn't a mark on it when they arrive because, you know, it hasn't been open long enough to get scarred. And, you know, it's going to be very difficult and very different indeed.
Yeah.
To the Masters in April.
Yeah, I mean, I'm just, when you said cold, I automatically think of, you know, the youngsters don't, that doesn't bother them, but someone with, I don't know, several major surgeries, a fusion on his back, Tiger Woods, very, very difficult for him to play at his top, which he's finding it difficult to play anyway right now at his top. The Masters will be a real challenge. I think all of this work that he's doing, this playing that he's doing, I think his focus is really on the U.S. Open at Winged Foot. You know, I'm sorry we didn't have the Open in England because the women played the Scottish. They played the AIG Women's Open, what we used to call the British Women's. It was beautiful. It was fabulous. It was hard. It was tough. And as you said, in golf, social distancing is au naturel. You don't stand next to each other. You don't embrace. You don't do any of the things that so many sports do. So you're not close at all together. But you're watching Tiger Woods. You've watched him his entire career. What are your thoughts on where he's at?
Well, you know, he's had so many physical problems, not to speak of mental. I think we all tend to expect too much of Tiger. And, of course, it was a miracle that he was able to summon his incredible powers to win the Masters. And I think, really, if the truth is known, that may have been his last hurrah. I'm sorry, I made a mistake talking about the USGA. I meant the R&A. Canceling our Open, I thought was ridiculous, but there we are.
There you are, yeah.
Winged Foot, I was a member there. I was an overseas member when I first came to live in America and was domiciled in Manhattan. And it is, I think, as good a golf course and as hard a golf course as anything in the world. And I look forward to it immensely.
Yeah. You know, no fans on the golf course. I think, although it's fine for us watching on television, because I don't really, the fans' reaction is fun, but I'm watching the golf. I'm watching how they're pulling off their shots. But I do think for some of the competitors, and possibly for Tiger Woods, without that immense energy that those fans, those spectators are, he must feel that and be infused, even with it's not a good, that they're so supportive. Do you think that's impacting him?
Yes, I do. And I think Rory McIlroy was absolutely correct when he said that his lackluster performances since the tour came back with no crowds has been very deleterious to his chances, because he's the kind of kid who reacts enormously to the crowd. And, I mean, he's a great crowd pleaser. and bonds with them. And that must be a very strange, it must be strange for everybody, but particularly for someone who's quite garrulous in, you know, he's always talking.
Yes, we always get a good sound bite from Rory McIlroy, and sometimes those sound bites aren't 20 seconds. They're very elaborate. Right now, Patrick Cantlay and Rory McIlroy are the only two under par on Olympia Fields. Now, last week I thought they, you know, it was so easy for those guys to play, and it was a FedEx Cup championship runoff, you know, trying to get into the top 30 positions. And I'm watching these guys 30 under, Dustin Johnson, what the, you know, and so, and obviously, have you been to Olympia Fields?
Never. And I regret it terribly. Ben Crenshaw, God bless him, took me to the Chicago Golf Club. And it was absolutely one of my great experiences. A splendid golf course, but of course, very private. But I've never been to Olympia Fields, and I regard it as that's a shame for me that I missed such a great golf course.
Well, it's certainly giving them a challenge, to put it mildly. I mean, with only two guys under par one, Hideki Matsuyama, Dustin Johnson, even, they haven't started playing yet. Adam Scott is one over, you know, and that's the top of the leaderboard, with Brendan Todd also one over, Louis Oosthuizen one over, Tony Finau, Billy Horschel. You know, it's, this is a challenge. I feel like they're working to get into the top 30 positions. It's pretty exciting.
I think it's incredibly exciting, Danielle. And you know, Dustin Johnson's win in Boston was by 11 shots was really totally uninteresting. And when they score that low, I mean, it's really a mockery of the game.
I agree. In particular, when we're working so hard to get into the ultimate, you know, showdown, as it were. Let's go to the Champions Tour. Phil Mickelson, watching his debut on the Champions Tour, Ozarks National, speaking of Ben Crenshaw, Bill Corr. Wow, that is a beautiful layout, very spacious.
Yes, I didn't see it, but I know one thing. In my mind, it is certain that Phil Mickelson is going to plunder that tour, just as he plundered the PGA Tour. And, you know, the man is just a hell of a player, and what a character.
Yes, he is. What a character, indeed. He was 22 under when he finished. He won in amazing style. So and his swagger was back. I mean, to put it mildly, he was in an absolute top form and having a great time. And it didn't seem like he was taking advantage of the wide fairways. He was actually hitting very good shots, and his putter was working and everything.
Yes, exactly. And it's going to do it for a long time. And, you know, it's really extraordinary, Danielle, because I thought that Phil might have destroyed himself when he had that very bad injury, Steen, and had plates in his leg and things like that. I thought, well, what a stupid young man, you know, putting your career in jeopardy like that. But he's come on from strength to strength, and he's kept himself in great condition, obviously works out very assiduously, and good luck to him, I say.
Yes, absolutely. It's good to see him at the top of his game when he's smiling. I followed him once on the West Coast swing, and there wasn't a smile to be had. You know, he was unhappy, to put it mildly. Let's talk about golf swings, okay? And two examples, Bryson DeChambeau and Colin Morikawa. Now, Bryson DeChambeau's restructuring of his physique and this distance that he's managed to achieve, this trend, do you think this is going to catch on with other young players?
No, definitely not. I think Bryson is, they call him the mad scientist. I think he's crazy. I mean, you put on weight like he's putting it on, and it's not going to work. It's not going to work forever. It may be good for a while, but, you know, you can't carry around all that weight and keep your energy, for goodness sake.
I agree with you. I've been concerned about that because you're born with a certain structure, and that structure is designed to carry X. And I think Tiger did himself some damage when he was so obsessed with that upper body strength that he went for in the gym. And it was, you know, when we saw him when he was a kid, right? Those little legs. He's just, yeah. So Colin Morikawa, you know, you watch Bryson and you watch Colin. Colin, he just seems to have the perfect swing.
Yes, and people say that he's destined to be a real major champion, and I think he possibly can be. But it's so darn difficult now, Danielle. The competition is so strong. I don't think we're going to see people like Tiger Woods, Jack Nicklaus, and company, Ben Hogan. I don't think we're going to see dominant figures quite so often on the tour in the future. There's just so many brilliant players.
Yes, I couldn't agree with you more. And watching Colin Morikawa, though, he does have a beautiful touch. And he doesn't depend on the driver. It's not distance. He shows us beautifully that he might not hit it as far as a Bryson DeChambeau or some others. He's still, with his structure, the way he's built, he can still hit far accurately. He's beautiful with his irons. He does an absolutely fabulous job. And I think that's one golf swing you could keep for a long, long time. I look at the back injuries. Jason Day, Brooks Koepka, Dustin Johnson. Do you think the modern swing lends itself to those kinds of back problems, knee problems, hip problems?
Yeah, I couldn't agree more, actually. It's becoming a very, I think, dangerous game in a sense at that level in terms of injury. I think injuries are going to be playing a bigger and bigger part in tournament golf. I really do.
And that's not something that we, you know, it's not something you expect in golf. You know, golf is, you know, we took him off the field in football, or he went off the field in soccer, but you don't expect somebody to be carted out. And we just saw a caddy succumb to some heat problems the other day, and he was whisked off the field so he could be taken care of. I thought that was very unusual. So, what do you think of, you used to work for CBS, and a lot of changes have happened in the broadcast world. What are you seeing? Mm-hmm. You see them as good? Are they great? Are they doing well?
I thought it was totally ridiculous to get rid of Gary McCord. Gary's a character. I love him dearly. And I thought it was totally premature to put him out to pasture. Mm-hmm. As for Davis Love III, I know Davis pretty well, and I didn't think he was the kind of guy who would want to do that job. He's always been so quiet and modest and so on. And you've got to have a sort of chutzpah to be an announcer, I think, on a major network. And Gary, of course, had it in spades. But I didn't think, I didn't really think that Davis Love III had his heart in broadcasting. Mm-hmm. And that's another thing. you've got to have your heart in it to be any good.
Yeah, like Phil Mickelson. He was in the booth for an hour and really had people quite impressed with his abilities. Now, Michael Patrick Shields is with us, of course, author, host of a fabulous radio show. You can find him. It's the Michigan's Big Show, and it's syndicated. It's also available online. Michael Patrick, the stories that Ben Wright has over his 88 years, when you sat down with him and helped him put together his two books, Speaking Right and Good Bounces, Bad Lies, what was it like culling through everything?
Well, sitting there talking with somebody who knew Ben Hogan, and, you know, the stories keep coming. That book was written a number of years ago, and just the other day, I keep hearing stories that I hadn't heard before, and so he's just a big wealth of life that we can only imagine. I mean, the combination of being a child in the Second World War and seeing Ben Hogan because you snuck out of your barracks to go and have a look at the great American who made one Open Championship appearance, and Ben Wright followed him for every step of it. That's why he's known as Ben Wright. And to think it's a guy who, you know, watched Tiger Woods when he was just a kid, you know, and then and to this day, he's still in touch with the likes of Gary McCord, as you mentioned, and all the other people who make visits, like I do, to be with them. And to think of the broadcasting that he did. He's got the Peabody Award and the Emmy Award and broadcast all over the world. So some of the stories that I'm hearing now, I wish were in the book. And if I put them in the book, he would have killed me.
That's correct.
Yes.
That is absolutely correct.
Which is probably
what... Danielle, let me just say one thing. That this lovely boy, Michael Patrick, who I regard in some ways as a son almost, although I know his father and he's a lovely gentleman, he, the beautiful man, brought me a birthday cake inscribed to me with a Union Jack on it and a ball close to the hole on a putting green. And he brought it in last night, and we had a couple of slices each. And I can't tell you how moved I was with such a beautiful present.
Well, if I could sing happy birthday, happy birthday to you.
To you.
Happy birthday to you.
To you.
Happy birthday, dear Ben. Happy birthday to you. Ben Wright, wonderful having you on the show. Michael Patrick Shields, thank you for being here. Awesome day. Thank you. You made my day.
That was like thank hearing you. Marilyn Monroe sing it to John F. Kennedy.
Hey, thank you both.
Thank you. And we'll talk again. Aloha.
Aloha.
Okay.
We're going to come back, of course, and we'll have Alex Urban, Executive Director of the Century Tournament of Champions, with an update on the field at the Century Tournament of Champions, just 129 days away. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
You remember the story of Hezekiah, Mike? Wasn't he a good king that served the Lord? Yes, he was, but he also did something foolish. He let some strangers see all his stuff, and they came back later and stole it all.
Wow, bummer.
Some people today do that too. They have an open carport so strangers can tell if they're home or not.
Can we help people like that, Dad?
We can enclose almost anyone's carport and give them the security of an automatic garage door.
It'll make the home look nicer too.
Maybe if Hezekiah had rang your garage door, he could have kept his stuff. You just gotta call my daddy now. 676-3667.
This is little Mike, and that was 18 years ago. It's never too late to call my dad. Rainer Overhead Doors, 676-3667.
The Bayview Golf Course in beautiful Kaneohe is Hawaii's best value in golf. Perfect for a group of friends, business clients, a party, or a tournament. Try our new double-deck Top Tracer driving range located on Kaneohe Bay Drive, minutes from town. Go to BayviewHawaii.com now or call us at 247-0451 extension 1 to book your round. There's good grinds and drinks upstairs. Bayview, your new home away from home. Check BayviewHawaii.com.
Outages can hit without warning. Keep the lights on with a Honda generator from Aloha Power Equipment. You'll never be left in the dark with Honda's lightweight, easy-starting, super quiet generators. Put the power of a Honda generator to work for you.
We put power at your fingertips. Aloha Power Equipment.
The Golf Club is brought to you by Oahu Extraction. When it floods, water, or worse, sewer pipes break, or mud inundates your home, call Oahu Extraction 24/7. Oahu Extraction, on site in 90 minutes, high-rise shopping center or home. Oahu Extraction. Raynor Doors, the overhead door used to protect the Lamborghini showroom. Provide lasting security and safety for your business, your home. Raynor Doors, increase the value of your home with a major return on your investment. Call Raynor Doors, 676-3667. And now, here's Danielle Tucker.
Some serious things going on the PGA Tour. A great statement. The MLB, MLS, NBA, WNBA, and WTA protests are player-led, peaceful, powerful ways to use their respective platforms to bring about the urgent need for change in our country. This is from the PGA Tour. There have been a number of efforts in the past to send a message that the current climate is unacceptable, and these teams, leagues, and players now taking this step will help draw further attention to the issues that really matter. The PGA Tour supports them and any of our own members standing up for issues they believe in. The PGA Tour made a pledge over the summer to be part of the solution, and we've been actively working to make deeper and more specific commitments to racial equity and inclusion in the communities where we play, as well as supporting national organizations within this movement that we had not previously engaged with. However, we understand that now is not the appropriate time to highlight our programs and policies, but rather to express our outrage at the injustice that remains prevalent in our country. Sports have always been the power to inspire, have had the power to inspire, to unify, and we remain hopeful that together we will achieve change. We're hoping to get in touch with Alex Urban, who was scheduled next to talk with us about the field at the Century Tournament of Champions. And unfortunately, we're not able to get through to him. So I just want you to know that the Century Tournament of Champions is going to be played January 6th through the 10th. That's only 129 days away from now. I wanted to ask him about the field. And of course, volunteers will be with or without fans. But you know that our season was cut short, to say the least. And if we had only had the people that actually played and won over the season, it would have been kind of small. So what the PGA Tour decided to do is include all 30 players that get in to the PGA Tour FedEx Cup Championship, the Tour Championship. So we'll just see how things go. So far, of course, Justin Thomas, Cameron Smith, Andrew Landry, Mark Leishman, Webb Simpson, Nick Taylor, Adam Scott, Victor Hovland, Patrick Reed, Sungjae Im, Tyrrell Hatton, Daniel Berger, Webb Simpson, Dustin Johnson, Bryson DeChambeau, Colin Morikawa, and he's got Maui connections. This is such a cool story. It was in the Maui newspaper, the Maui News, about Colin Morikawa mentioning that he knew that his grandparents had a restaurant on Maui, but he'd never been to Maui, and he didn't know the name of the restaurant. He knew that his parents had come to visit to Maui. Of course, he'd come because he was here. But Colin had never made the trip. I think he was too young. So I don't have it in front of me. The author of this, he did some research. Actually, it was a person who read the article or heard the comment, did some research and looked up Morikawa, found the restaurant, and then through quite a bit of, can you get in touch with him? Can you get in touch with him? They let Colin know that they found the restaurant. Hey, this is the name of the restaurant, and here's a matchbook. And the fellow who did the research actually went on eBay, I believe, and found a matchbook from the restaurant. And it's such a wonderful story, and that we have a Maui connection, a Hawaii connection to Colin Morikawa. Also in John Rahm, Michael Thompson, Justin Thomas, Richie Wierenski, Colin Morikawa twice, of course, Jim Herwin, Dustin Johnson twice, of course, and then, of course, the Masters, plus the guys who get into the Tour Championship. So we're really looking forward to finding out more. I'm not sure if we're going to be doing our show from Maui because of, you know, coming back from Maui, I'd have to quarantine. Going there, we'd have to quarantine. That's a month. Not bad. Great idea for a vacation. So we have a whole bunch of great stuff coming up for you. Karen Palacios Jansen, cardio golf creator, golf performance coach. She is a LPGA master teaching professional. Speaking of that, Claude Brousseau, PGA master, director of instruction at Wailea Golf Club at Wailea on Maui. He will also be here. He's also the Golf Channel Academy lead coach, the only one in Hawaii. We'll be back after this. My name is Danielle Tucker, and this is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to the Golf Club. It always happens to the other guy. That 100-year flood. Or broken sewer pipe on the floor of his business. When it happens to you, don't panic. Call the pros. Oahu Extraction. Water, mold, mud, or worse. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Call Oahu Extraction at 808-330-6162. Direct insurance billing, licensed and bonded. We'll handle all the restoration for you. Oahu Extraction.
Ready for a staycation? Well, now through Labor Day weekend, your Maui home away from home is Napili Kai Beach Resort, with fully furnished rooms and beautiful views from their spacious lanai. A two-night, three-day package for two starts at $559. Includes one round of golf for two at the spectacular Kapalua Plantation Course. Upgraded rooms, additional golf available at great discounts. So come enjoy the crystal clear waters of Napili Bay and dine at the award-winning Sea House Restaurant. Call 800-367-5030 to book your stay. Napili Kai Beach Resort and Kapalua Golf Getaway.
The Bayview Golf Course in beautiful Kaneohe is Hawaii's best value in golf. Perfect for a group of friends, business clients, a party, or a tournament. Try our new double-deck Top Tracer driving range located on Kaneohe Bay Drive, minutes from town. Go to BayviewHawaii.com now or call us at 247-0451 extension 1 to book your round. There's good grinds and drinks upstairs. Bayview, your new home away from home. Check BayviewHawaii.com.
We put power at your fingertips. Aloha Power Equipment.
Power outages can hit without warning. Keep the lights on with a Honda generator from Aloha Power Equipment. You'll never be left in the dark with Honda's lightweight, easy-starting, super-quiet generators. Put the power of a Honda generator to work for you.
We put power at your fingertips. Aloha Power Equipment.
All right, boy, we've got a contest for you, and it's a $25 gift certificate at Bayview Golf Course. $25 gift certificate. Okay, they've added bunkers on two of the holes. I want you to tell me which two holes have bunkers on them now at Bayview Golf Course. So a $25 gift certificate at Bayview. Just let us know which hole has two bunkers on it now. Okay, go for it. The number is 808-545-1111. That's 545-1111.
Let's see. 40 yards to the pin, wind in my face. Where's my wedge? I saw this flop shot on TV. Oh, not even close. Now, back to Danielle Tucker.
All right, so it was a drill of some sort, more like an exaggerated swing feeling, maybe. I don't know. I was watching Tiger Woods on the range practicing, and he was hitting the ground. It was the strangest thing in the world, and he did it repeatedly, hitting the ground. Let's bring in Karen Palacios Jensen, cardio golf creator, golf performance coach, LPGA master teaching professional, lead instructor for Golf Channel, Golf Digest, top 50 best golf fitness trainers, and the only LPGA professional on the list. Welcome into the clubhouse, Karen.
Thanks for having me on. I really appreciate it. I love coming on your show.
I love having you. Now, did you get a chance to see Tiger's drill?
Yes, I actually, I'm looking at it right now because I was watching TV and then I videoed the swing and it was the weirdest thing that I've ever seen. But at the same time, sometimes you have to exaggerate some of the stuff that you're doing in order to get it into your, you know, into your system.
Okay, what do you think he was trying to get into his system? Does it have something to do with that miss to the right?
Yeah, it could have. So I'm watching it right now, and what he was doing is he was taking the club really inside and then kind of coming over the top, covering it. So it must have been some sort of drill to help him, like, get the club out in front of him on the downswing. Good players tend to come too much from the inside. They hang back. Their hands flip. So, you know, it must have been something, and I don't know what he was doing because, you know, I'm not his coach. I wasn't there.
Right.
But he was definitely going inside and then coming over the top, trying to hit down steeply on it instead of, you know, inside, because that's what most good players do. They kind of fight that shot.
Wow.
Kind of goes underneath. So you can lose it both ways. You can go right or left. So looks like he was trying to cover the ball somehow.
Amazing. I was like, what is he doing? But, you know, it's Tiger Woods, so I figured there has to be some rhyme to the reason or reason to the rhyme, right?
Right. Mark Haven used kind of an exaggerated drill like that. Justin Thomas, he actually does a rehearsal as well. His looks more normal, but, you know, the pros, they're human. They need to rehearse. They need to get that ingrained into their feeling. And, you know, when you've done something for so long, it's ingrained. So you have to actually do the opposite. And I don't know if you've heard this, Danielle, but they say in order to make a move your own, you need to do that move for 30 repetitions a day for 30 days in a row. And if you break that cycle, then you have to start over.
Oh.
So, you know, that's why it's hard to change your golf swing. Especially if you're a recreational golfer and you only go out and practice once a week, you know, it's going to take you a while to change it at that rate.
Thank you for letting, I mean, that would explain the frustration people have. You know, I expected to, and expectations are always difficult anyway, but when you put it like that, so you have to do the repetition 30 times a day for 30 days for it to stick.
In a row. Right, in a row.
In a row, yes.
So if you break that cycle, then you've got to start it over again.
Wow. I was watching on YouTube or someplace an interesting lesson that you were doing with someone whose name I didn't catch, but it was the lean in, you know, with the driver. And sometimes I find myself doing, I was looking, because you were showing that the right hand being lower than the left hand automatically, or vice versa, depending on whether you're a lefty or a righty. You're automatically leaned, but some of us kind of feel like, I don't know, if there's something like really sporty feeling when you really lean down. What's wrong with that?
Well, so your ball position is going to determine the angle of attack. So when you're hitting an iron, you want the ball position to be in the middle, and that's going to help you get a steep angle of attack to hit down on it. And when you have a driver, the ball is obviously teed up, so you play the ball more forward in your stance, so it's more towards your, if you're a right-handed golfer, more towards your left instep, and that's going to give you more of a sweeping blow. So think about it, Danielle, when you've got the ball more forward in your stance, that's actually going to tilt your spine away from the target. Your right hands lower on the club anyway, so your right shoulder should be approximately, the same, lower in your shoulders.
Uh-huh.
And that's going to help you, first of all, turn and get behind the ball. Secondly, that's going to help you give the ball more of a sweeping blow. If you've got that right shoulder high and that left one and you're, leaning into the ball, like you say, that's going to promote a very steep downswing, which you want for your iron but not for your wood. And if you've ever gotten a pop-up or, a mark on the top of your driver, and that's because it's coming down too steeply, probably the weight and your tilt is towards the target instead of behind the target.
It was so good to see that. And that's one of the things that you have with cardio golf. You have the visuals that you can watch at home so that you can actually, you get it. I saw that. I went, wow, yeah, I can feel what I do by seeing you exaggerate something. So now I know what I've done wrong, even though it feels like, yeah, I'm going to hit this ball. It's you're not going to really get anything done doing that. Tell us about cardio golf.
Yes, thanks for asking about it. So cardio golf, it's a golf fitness program that I designed for golfers of all levels. And, you've been living under a rock. If you don't know, you need to exercise for better health. So if you're a golfer, might as well work on your golf swing at the same time. So cardio golf, it's a subscription that I have that you can watch the videos at home, go through the exercises. And, as we were talking about the 30 repetitions a day, I always tell my students, it's better that you practice 5 minutes every day than to wait till you have 2 or 3 hours at the end of the week, because first of all, that never happens. And second of all, that's not going to do you any good. It's going to lead to injuries and probably some overusing your muscles. So I would rather have someone maybe do a 5-minute workout every day, swinging the club in their house. And I use a short practice club. I call it the Shorty Club. And it's short so that you can swing inside. You're not going to hit the ceilings or the walls. So if you practice that every day, by the end of the week, you've already had a good hour of practice accumulating all that time together. And then when you get out there, you're not unfamiliar with the grip or the setup and you have a smooth swing. So it's a good way to practice and it's a great way to get some exercise. We all know that we need balance and strength and flexibility, so you can get all those things in cardio golf.
It's fabulous. Now, you also, I wanted to ask you about the Shorty Club. It was perfect that you put there. And the slope that you have so that you can practice downhill lies?
Right. So it's a fitness platform, so you can do, we do a lot of exercises with it. But it's sloped, it's curved like a fairway. And think about it, when you go to the driving range, there's never a curved or a sloped surface. They're all completely flat, which is fine, but the golf courses are never completely flat. You never have a completely flat lie. So, everyone's like, oh, I hit it great on the range. Well, that's because the environment was perfect. And then when you get on the course, now you got uphill, downhill, side hill. Nobody knows how to hit those shots and you need to make adjustments. So my slope is something that you can practice at home. And I'll show you how to hit those sloping lies.
You'll show us because the video is there.
Right.
Right. That comes with the slope or the Shorty Club.
Right. So I have a fitness package. I call it the complete fitness package. You get the Shorty Club and the slope, and the video subscription is for free. So you would be able to practice at home, watch the videos, and then, just do something 5-10 minutes every day.
Yeah.
I'm not requiring you to do an hour and a half exercise. And, golf fitness, it's not really to get bulky or to get have to lift a lot of weights. It's about just being your best self, having your range of motion so that you can take your backswing and your follow through the full range of motion. So I'd rather have people, like I said, just do a few minutes of exercise every day to keep their muscles loose. So then when they finally do get to the golf course, they don't have to spend hours warming up or practicing.
That's great. And in addition to golf specifically, the slope is also for aerobic or low impact exercises. So it serves a dual purpose.
Absolutely. It's a regular fitness platform, but it's a little bit different than the old-fashioned step aerobics. Because it's curved, it acts as some instability, Danielle. So when you place your foot on it, it's like in nature. When you're hiking, you're never walking on a flat surface. So your ankle, your knee, your hip have to stabilize, which makes your core work more. So it's a little bit more of an effective workout than if you were just stepping on a flat surface.
That's great because, you know, we're in lockdown again, and so people are encouraged to stay home. You can go out and you can, you know, walk outside, but doing something like this indoors is perfect. You feel like you're getting all that. When you talk about not wanting to bulk up, but isn't weight-bearing exercises good for your body?
Absolutely. Any kind of resistance that you can do to keep your muscles toned and to get stronger is going to help you. But, you know, a lot of the times when we see golf fitness videos on YouTube or Instagram, they're kind of showing these tour players lifting a lot of weights or doing deadlifts or bench pressing. And golf fitness is not about that. It's about assessing what you are right now and then improving upon that. So one of the things that I have in my cardio golf system is that you can take yourself through a basic golf fitness screen and you can assess what you need to work on. Maybe you're already strong, but you need to get more flexible. Maybe you're not so flexible or you're very flexible and you need to get stronger. So you don't just want to go and just do like a golf fitness workout with not knowing what you need to work on specifically.
And your video will help you understand what you need to work on.
Absolutely, yes. You can kind of design your own program. And, you know, I would say most, like, you know, my average golfer is probably between 45 and 65. You know, we're getting up there a little bit, so we're losing flexibility, balance, and, of course, strength. So those are the three things that most people need to work on.
Yeah, I'm talking with Karen Palacios Jensen, cardio golf creator, golf performance coach, LPGA master teaching professional, lead instructor for Golf Channel, and Golf Digest top 50 best golf fitness trainers, in addition to being a master teaching professional. So one of the things that I always have a hard time with is the club face and the ball. Do you do any work with us on that? Because it's like, okay, that's the setup, right? That's seems to be so hard.
Yeah, you bring up a great point. So club face is everything. I mean, club face determines the direction of the ball. And your hands directly determine how your club face is. So you need to make sure your grip is correct, your setup is correct. So one of the benefits of the shorty club, it's short, it's about half the length of a regular club, is the club head is closer to your hands, so you can monitor the club face, especially at impact. If you think about it, the club head is like all the way down at the ground, and the swing happens so quickly, we don't even know what's happening at the impact area. So obviously the club is short, we're not hitting balls with it, we're just rehearsing swings, but you can actually go into some positions and stop and check your club face. A lot of people don't even know that the club face should be in a certain position, but your club face determines the direction of the ball. So with that shorty club, you can, you know, sit there in front of the TV and like check your grip, and then you can stand up and swing and stop at impact and make sure that club face is square. And like I said, I have videos for that too.
Karen Palacios Jensen has videos for everything that you need. It's at cardiogolf.com, cardiogolf.com. That's where you can find her. Does your husband, the famous Jensen, does he use your system?
Yeah, absolutely. So Dan Jensen, he's a former speed skater and Olympian. He won a gold medal in the Olympics. And now he actually trains young athletes. And it's kind of cool. If you go online and you just Google Dan Jensen with the cardio golf slope, he does a lot of upper body core work with it. So it's curved, but you can actually turn the slope over, and it's kind of a rocking motion, so you can do core exercises. And he uses it a lot to do his lunges and his speed skaters exercises. And he's been training a lot of young athletes with it. So the slope is not just for golfers.
It's awesome. Karen Palacios Jensen, you'll find her at cardiogolf.com. She's the Cardio Golf creator and golf performance coach and LPGA Master teaching professional and lead instructor for Golf Central, Golf Channel, and Golf Digest Top 50 Best Golf Fitness Trainers, the only LPGA professional on that list. Thank you for being on the show. So much information.
Yeah, thanks for having me always. I love it.
Awesome. Thank you, Karen. Aloha. We're going to come back. We've got Claude Brousseau, PGA Master Director of Instruction, Wailea Golf Club at Wailea on Maui. And he's right next door. We can get a lesson from Claude, Golf Channel Academy lead coach as well. He created the Virtual Golf Academy. That's for your desktop or your device. Golf Digest's best teachers in Hawaii as ranked by their peers. Number one, Claude Brousseau, and author of Realize Your Golfing Potential, Unlock the Secrets of a Proficient Short Game, and a Vision 54 coach and Aimpoint certified. He'll be back after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
You remember the story of Hezekiah, Mike? Wasn't he a good king that served the Lord?
Yes, he was, but he also did something foolish. He let some strangers see all his stuff, and they came back later and stole it all.
Wow, bummer.
Some people today do that too. They have an open carport so strangers can tell if they're home or not.
Can we help people like that, Dad?
We can enclose almost anyone's carport and give them the security of an automatic garage door.
It'll make the home look nicer, too.
Maybe if Hezekiah had rang your garage door, he could have kept his stuff. You just gotta call my daddy now. 676-3667.
This is Little Mike, and that was 18 years ago. It's never too late to call my dad. Rainer Overhead Doors, 676-3667.
Ready for a staycation? Well, now through Labor Day weekend, your Maui home away from home is Napili Kai Beach Resort, with fully furnished rooms and beautiful views from their spacious lanai. A two-night, three-day package for two starts at $559. Includes one round of golf for two at the spectacular Kapalua Plantation Course. Upgraded rooms, additional golf available at great discounts. So come enjoy the crystal clear waters of Napili Bay and dine at the award-winning Sea House Restaurant. Call 800-367-5030 to book your stay. Napili Kai Beach Resort and Kapalua Golf Getaway.
We put power at your fingertips. Aloha Power Equipment.
Power outages can hit without warning. Keep the lights on with a Honda generator from Aloha Power Equipment. You'll never be left in the dark with Honda's lightweight, easy-starting, super-quiet generators. Put the power of a Honda generator to work for you.
We put power at your fingertips. Aloha Power Equipment.
It always happens to the other guy. That 100-year flood. Or broken sewer pipe on the floor of his business. When it happens to you, don't panic. Call the pros. Oahu Extraction. Water, mold, mud, or worse. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Call Oahu Extraction at 808-330-6162. Direct insurance billing, licensed and bonded. We'll handle all the restoration for you. Oahu Extraction.
All right, you know, there have been so many changes, beautiful changes at Bayview Golf Course in Kaneohe. It's a gorgeous golf course. You got to go. It's very natural right now because the rain hasn't been falling. So the greens just pop when you see the greens, and they're in such good shape. And there's a superintendent over there working to make everything absolutely fabulous. They're also putting in bunkers at Bayview. And unfortunately, we had two callers on and you probably couldn't get through. The number is 545-1111. A $25 gift certificate at Bayview Golf Course to the person who knows which bunkers have, I did it again, which holes have the bunkers now. Okay, so that's at Bayview Golf Course. Two holes now have bunkers, sand bunkers. Which are they? Just give us a call. The number is 545-1111.
The Golf Club is brought to you by Oahu Extraction. When it floods, water, or worse, sewer pipes break, or mud inundates your home, call Oahu Extraction 24/7. Oahu Extraction, on site in 90 minutes, high-rise shopping center or home. Oahu Extraction. Raynor Doors, the overhead door used to protect the Lamborghini showroom. Provide lasting security and safety for your business, your home. Raynor Doors. Increase the value of your home with a major return on your investment. Call Raynor Doors, 676-3667. And now, here's Danielle Tucker.
Claude Russo, PJ Master, Director of Instruction, Wailea Golf Club at Wailea on Maui, and Golf Channel Academy lead coach, creator of the virtual Golf Academy. Golf Digest, the best teachers in Hawaii as ranked by their peers, Claude Russo, and author of Realize Your Golfing Potential, Unlock the Secrets of a Proficient Short Game. He's also a Vision 54 coach. That's for the mental game. So if you've already got your game on and you feel like there's just something holding you back, that's when you need Vision 54. And on the putting green, he is Aimpoint certified. Welcome into the clubhouse, Claude.
Hello, Danielle. Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. Now, you have so much going on at Wailea. You have some specials that are happening at Wailea for ladies only and for the boys only if they're going out. Why don't we talk a little bit about the next 4 and 4 ladies? What is that?
Yes. You know, Danielle, what happened is people come and take coaching on the range. That's good. We can cover different aspects of the game. But now with this ladies 4 at 4 or the boys are going out at 4 is playing on the course. Because as you know and your listener know, golf is pretty much the only sport where you learn it on a different surface than you're playing on. So this is about how to play the game with the swing that you have now. So we go on the golf course, and we talked about how to use the swing that you have now, even if it's not the most efficient that you're happy with. The day that you put the tee and the ball on the tee on the first hole, you need to learn to have fun and perform with the swing you have. So this is about strategy, making decision, selection of the club. And so many golfers don't have the experience of spending time with a coach on, okay, how do I play this hole?
Yeah.
Where do I want the ball to go? How do I adjust if I'm a downhill lie, uphill lie, ball below the feet, ball above the feet? And as much as just the club selection, it may appear so simple, but quite often people, let's say just as an example, okay, 150 yards, they just grab whatever the club they think it is, or let's say it's a 5-iron for somebody, it could be a hybrid, somebody else could be a 7. Yes, but the real question is, before you select the club, there's a few things you go in your mind to. First thing is you need to assess the lie of the ball. After that, you need to ask yourself, how far do I need the ball to go? What type of trajectory you want? Then you select the club. But people do it backwards. I call that. They see a number and then they pull the club. And then more often than not, they don't select the right club for the shot they have at hand.
That's great. I mean, that is exactly right. We've got to be on the golf course to, and then have somebody help us make the intelligent decisions with all of the things that we don't even think about. I don't think most of us just think, okay, it's so far and I know how far I can go with this club. I'll just grab this club and I can go that far. Well, as you point out, there's so much more to decide before you actually choose the club to use. And I also like the fact, because you're Vision 54 certified, or rather, excuse me, a Vision 54 coach, how to react after the not-so-good shot?
Yes. Quite often when people, you see how I call them not-so-good, or I call them learning shot. The worst thing you can do is get upset, slam your club on the ground, or not even better, it's calling yourself some names.
Yes.
That is not helping you for the next shot. Or so I always tell people, okay, before you tell yourself something after you get a shot that is not exactly what you had planned, ask yourself, would you tell what you want to tell yourself, would you tell that to your best friend that you're playing golf with? And most of the time the answer is no. So just treat yourself as your best friend. So when the shot is not, as an example, concretely how they, what they can do if the shot is not what they wanted, you want to acknowledge, okay, factually the ball went 30 yards more right than what I intended. Then, so you stay factual. You don't attach any emotion to it. And then what you do, you replay it in your mind the way you wanted it. And that's the way you just remember it. It can also be something as simple as, okay, pay attention where the tee boxes will orient you for your shot in relation with the fairway. I'm not talking the markers. I'm talking the designer of the club, of the course. They want you to have optical illusion and make that decision, basically. So sometimes the tee box may be oriented totally to the right. However, the fairway is more towards the left. So just paying attention to that, it sounds so simple, but people give me example. Oh, Claude, since I'm doing that, I save 4 strokes on my game. So one of the ladies that participated in this offering of going
on
the course.
Yes.
We have 4 out of 4 ladies only, and then I got the boys say, hey, why? We want that as well. So I call that the boys are going out. So we'll do that for the men as well. But this lady, the first time she went play after that, and we didn't touch her technique, she cut 7 strokes. The next time, she of her average score, the next time, she got 5 strokes of her average, and the third time, another 5 strokes.
Wow.
So that means just by making the right decision, and just another, you can have a lot more fun and play better.
Yeah.
As another example, people don't take enough club. If you look at the course, most of the trouble when you shoot to a green is located on the first one-third of the green, meaning from the beginning to the end. If we take the first one-third, that's where the bunkers are, that's where the lakes are, that's where the long grass is, because the architects knows that most of the time the players don't take enough club. So he penalized them just because they didn't take the club. So how could you get your head above the architect? What you can do, of course, we do that quickly. We do that when the other people are getting ready, but you can look at the distance from the beginning of the green and the distance to the back of the green.
Perfect.
Then you may select a club, say, okay, even if I hit the shot of my life, I won't go over the green. And then you'll be amazed how often you will be in a much better position.
So this is all at, this is all at Wailea. So then if you want to be involved with the four ladies at four at four, ladies only, that's on September 10, okay?
Yeah.
And the boys going out, it's 4 at 4 again. They've got 2 dates on the 3rd of September or the 17th of September. So this is coming up, and it's a really cart fee, green fee, and coaching is $145 per person, per golfer. That's a really good deal because you're going to get strategy, club selection, how to prepare for the shot, how to manage your self-talk, how to block distraction, how to react after a not-so-good shot, where to tee up on the tee box, uneven lies, fairway bunkers, and a lot more. And sometimes people are uncomfortable, Claude, with direct in your interaction with a coach, and they'd rather just watch what you're saying to other people. Do you mind if somebody is more reticent about having, and some people will say, hey, I need your help. Some people will just want to watch.
You know, my goal, Danielle, is always to make everybody comfortable, and I ask them what they're comfortable with, and I adjust for that. But one good thing going in a small group like that is that now you can see that what you go through, the other people go through with. And then sharing with the people how they go about, they say, oh, I never thought of looking at it that way. And then when it comes from another golfer with similar level or better level, because it's helped everybody. Often people say, Claude, I will do that when I'm getting better. I say, you know what? If you want to get better, start to go on the course with the coach. This is a better strategy.
Yeah, well, you do get better if you're on the course with the coach. That's, you know, you have an opportunity to have somebody help. Like with, for instance, the setup of the club face to the ball. You know, how much...
Correct.
And then that's one thing that a lot of golfers have a really hard time dealing with. Where is... How is that club supposed to be lying on the ground, you know, in relationship to the ball? And then, of course, you hope that once you figure that out, that it'll come down to that position at impact, because who knows what you're doing in your backswing. And that's why on Maui, you can see Claude Brousseau, PGA Master, Director of Instruction at Wailea Golf Club on Maui. So which golf course do you usually take them to play on?
Basically, we do the Emerald and the Gull, because that's where the academy is located. So we alternate between the two courses.
And this on-course coaching program that you launched last month, it's 1.5 hours on the course with four golfers?
Exactly. So when you go there, it's what counts is not necessarily how many holes we play. It's how much information that you can use next time you can go by yourself. So most of the time we start on number one. And then, as an example, last week, one of the ladies says, oh, on number three, I was on the right side of the green. I don't know how to play this shot. So that's why we do it at four. You know, it's pretty quiet at that time on the course. So we drove to hole number three, and then we explained how she should have played that shot.
Wow.
So it's very flexible, and it's customized for those four people. I tell them, okay, make sure that you will ask a question on one of the shots that give you trouble, and we'll make sure we cover for each one of the ladies, let's say.
That's great. The one group of ladies liked it so much, they wanted you to do it once a week for the next 6 weeks. And this is the testimonial. I thought doing a lesson on the course was fantastic. I'd always wanted to do that. It is so different than doing a lesson on the driving range. It was also good to watch the other students and see what they did correctly or incorrectly. I highly recommend this lesson, Deanna. Awesome. Claude Brousseau, thank you so much for being on the show today. You gave us so much information.
Thank you so much, Danielle. Aloha. Stay healthy.
You too. And remember, Claude has Virtual Golf Academy, VGA, and its extensive library, high-definition videos, full of practical advice, training exercises to maximize your golfing potential, and that's part of what his book is. He's author of Realize Your Golfing Potential, Unlock the Secrets of a Proficient Short Game. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to the Golf Club. It always happens to the other guy. That 100-year flood. or broken sewer pipe on the floor of his business. When it happens to you, don't panic. Call the pros. Oahu Extraction. Water, mold, mud, or worse. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Call Oahu Extraction at 808-330-6162. Direct insurance billing, licensed and bonded. We'll handle all the restoration for you. Oahu Extraction.
Ready for a staycation? Well, now through Labor Day weekend, your Maui home away from home is Napili Kai Beach Resort, with fully furnished rooms and beautiful views from their spacious lanai. A two-night, three-day package for two starts at $559. Includes one round of golf for two at the spectacular Kapalua Plantation Course. Upgraded rooms, additional golf available at great discounts. So come enjoy the crystal clear waters of Napili Bay and dine at the award-winning Sea House Restaurant. Call 800-367-5030 to book your stay. Napili Kai Beach Resort and Kapalua Golf Getaway.
You remember the story of Hezekiah, Mike? Wasn't he a good king that served the Lord?
Yes, he was, but he also did something foolish. He let some strangers see all his stuff, and they came back later and stole it all.
Wow, bummer.
Some people today do that too. They have an open carport so strangers can tell if they're home or not.
Can we help people like that, Dad?
We can enclose almost anyone's carport and give them the security of an automatic garage door.
It'll make the home look nicer, too.
Maybe if Hezekiah had rang your garage door, he could have kept his stuff. You just gotta call my daddy now. 676-3667.
This is Little Mike, and that was 18 years ago. It's never too late to call my dad. Rainer Overhead Doors, 676-3667.
We've got KPUA Hilo, KORLYNI Honolulu, KONI Lanai City, KTOH Kalaheo on the air. And you can find us at radiogolfclub.com.
We put power at your fingertips. Aloha Power Equipment.
Power outages can hit without warning. Keep the lights on with a Honda generator from Aloha Power Equipment. You'll never be left in the dark with Honda's lightweight, easy-starting, super-quiet generators. Put the power of a Honda generator to work for you.
We put power at your fingertips. Aloha Power Equipment.
You scope out the sand traps. You size up the green. You're eyeing the flag. Now, it's time to choose a club. But you don't know which one to choose?
That's when you turn to Danielle Tucker. Now, back to the golf club.
Diana DeLucia, I think she must be the hardest working woman in publishing. Okay, founder and editor-in-chief, publisher, Golf Kitchen, a lifestyle semi-annual magazine, and coffee table books that are absolutely breathtaking. The photographs are beautiful. And by the way, she is an award-winning photographer. Welcome into the clubhouse, Diana.
How are you today? And how's everyone in Hawaii?
We're doing good. Oahu under lockdown, of course, which means we're more restricted. But we're understanding that, you know, getting everything under control, flattening the curve, as it were, realizing one of the things people I don't think really got was that the virus isn't going to go away. Just because the businesses are opening and the, you know, the restaurants are opening, it doesn't mean that the virus is gone. It means we have to do the same things that we were doing, just there are fewer people getting infected, so the healthcare aspect of our world isn't overwhelmed, which we just about are. But on a happier note, you have your latest issue is coming out, your magazine, Jonathan Hancock, Richland Country Club, Phil Anicelli, Greenwich Country Club, Peter Zuhl is on the cover, Addison Reserve. That is a beautiful cover. You shot that, right?
Actually, no, that was Addison Reserve's social media director, and his name is Gideon Heller, and he is such a good photographer. And he's been really good to work with during COVID as well.
Yeah, tell us, what are they doing during COVID at Addison Reserve?
I don't think Addison Reserve has ever been busier, ever. I think take us back 10 years when I first met you, Danielle, when the culinary side of private golf really was an afterthought. And fast forward now, it is one of the most important components of a golf club. It's, if not more important, not more important as in the game, but to bring the members to the club to play more golf and eat food.
That's it. If you know you've got a great 19th hole, you want to go to the golf course. It's pretty simple, because after golf, you want to chit-chat. You want to sit around, relax, talk story, have a drink, have something to eat, something delicious to eat. Tell us about Peter Zuhl.
Peter is, he was the executive sous chef at Addison Reserve for quite some time, and he took over from Zach Bell, who had been there for about 7 years. And he just has brought his own unique style. He's handsome. He's stylish. He has that great Southern accent. And he's a great chef. I mean, what more can you say? And I think he made a great cover, and Gideon did such a good job of the photography. He did all the food photography. And that chapter is in the magazine is really, really nice. The whole magazine is really nice. In general.
Yeah, well, you do really good work. I mean, that's the bottom line. Your magazines are always stellar. They come with the recipes, and you can find these magazines at golfkitchen.com. So if you want to know what we're talking about, and you can go online, golfkitchen.com, check out Peter Zuhl, cover story, Addison Reserve. So what are they doing to be so busy during COVID?
I noticed they actually just started a whole catering division, so they're definitely doing a lot of business. I spoke to Mike McCarthy the other week, the general manager, and he said people are just coming to the club. More and more members are coming to eat at the club, whether it's outdoor dining or they do special takeout, deliveries, grocery deliveries.
Wow.
They're just doing everything they can to keep their members safe but also occupied and active. And what we're noticing is that a lot of golf clubs are now promoting, and country clubs are promoting their culinary teams even more. The standard of cuisine has to get better at golf clubs in general, particularly during COVID, because more and more members are staying at the clubs to eat and dine. They're not going to the restaurants at the moment.
Right, right. And so if they are going to go somewhere, they're going to go out and have something in the club. So that's their restaurant, their home away from home, and they feel safe because it's part of their bubble. Jonathan Hancock from Richland Country Club. I remember you went, isn't that more in the South?
Yeah, that's down in Tennessee, Nashville.
Nashville, yes. About his culinary style, is it Southern?
No, I wouldn't say that. He reminds me of Charlie Trotter, who has passed away several years ago, and one of the most greatest chefs in the country. And he had this real artistic style of placing food on a plate. And whatever he put on the plate, it was like an artwork. And this young chef, Jonathan, who can't be more than 32, I think, 31, 32, he has this same similar artistic style where he kind of combines colors, the colors of food, the design, and he even looks at the plate that he's going to put the food on. So it all kind of goes together. And he's just got a natural flair. And photographing his food is just a pleasure. He is really good to work with.
And you did the photographs for him.
I did.
Yes.
Yeah, I was very lucky. It was just before COVID, actually.
So tell me, is all this placement of the food on, is it like the plate is framing the creation?
He does everything really differently. Like, he has so many different types of plateware there. He has a lot of freedom, you know, just purchasing tableware. I mean, he has, like, beautiful gold plates with kind of these little gold lines through them. And then he'll put something else on the plate and design it in such a way that it just, it looks like the gold lines are framing the dish, you know?
Wow.
And
yes.
It's photographed beautifully. I love his work.
Yeah, and Richland Country Club sounds rich.
It's a gorgeous place.
Yeah.
Beautiful spot.
Yeah, it sounds beautiful. Phil Yonicelli, is it Greenwich? I always want to say Greenwich.
Greenwich.
It is Greenwich. Okay. Greenwich Country Club. A little Indonesian spiciness there. Where did that come from?
Well, actually, he has traveled to Indonesia and spent some time there, but he's also, his entire menu for this issue of the magazine is very internationally based, and he even has a Hawaiian poke dish.
Oh!
And he has written these beautiful introductions to all of the recipes, so I think you'll enjoy that. He even has Spanish meatballs homemade. He has homemade agnolotti, and he has prosciutto, figs, and biscotti. So he's kind of got, like, you know, a whole international menu here. And I've kind of spent about 3 days over there working with them. And, you know, they have a great culinary team because it's led by Keith Armstrong, who was the executive chef at Westchester Country Club, who is now the general manager of Greenwich Country Club. And he has a great culinary background, Keith Armstrong. In fact, he cooked at our first awards at Edgewood Country Club a couple of years ago. And now he's kind of like Mike McCarthy, you know, at Addison. McCarthy was also a chef.
So that's so important,
yeah.
That the back of the house, the man in charge, understands what the challenges are in the kitchen.
Exactly, because then everything comes together if the general manager is really well knowledged on the culinary side. And I'm noticing a lot of chefs doing their general manager's courses with the CMAA these days.
Smart.
And I think it's fantastic.
Yeah. You mentioned, and I want to get right to it, because Golf Kitchen Excellence Awards have been, this is the third year, and now the home is Addison Reserve.
No, Glen Arbor is the home of the Culinary Excellence Awards.
Of course,
and
yes.
We had to move it to September the 9th, 2021. So fingers crossed, we'll all be good for next year. Hopefully, that's a year away. I think there's a chance.
Yes, I like that. You're being realistic, optimistic, and realistic at the same time. We always think
I keep doing the math, Danielle. It's just a numbers game with this virus.
So, the Golf Kitchen Certification of Culinary Excellence. So, when you do the Culinary Excellence Awards, you have now a team working on this.
Yeah, I was very fortunate at the beginning of all of this when everybody was kind of not doing anything because we were all on lockdown. A group of us got together and wrote up an entire program. These include executive chefs and general managers that are highly knowledgeable on the culinary side. And we got together and we've written up an entire certification program, which it will be very, very challenging to actually receive a certification, because it has to be so spot on in the world of private golf. You know, it can't be just every old club. It needs to be, you need to check all the boxes, and then you have to have the certification officer come to the club. And if one thing is missing, you'd be given 6 months to, you know, correct that, and then you would be certified.
Then you'll be certified, and then you could actually submit or be considered for a Culinary Excellence Award?
That's the direction we're going in, exactly.
Makes sense to me. I mean, you need to have the best of the best so that you can then say these are the top of the top.
Yeah, and I say the advantages for a club, particularly country clubs, and even golf clubs, private golf clubs, that if you can if you can get that culinary recognition, a lot more members are going to look at the club that maybe just join because they don't want to go to restaurants at the moment. They want to feel like they're in a safe environment. They can hang out with their friends that are members. Everyone knows each other. And sometimes there's non-golfing membership. You know, there's plenty of those. They just like to be at the club because they love the atmosphere, like me, for example.
Right. Right. No, I totally understand. We have social memberships at Mid-Pacific Country Club. A lot of people go just because they're like, well, they can go swimming in the pool. There's, you know, the outdoors. You can watch. It's beautiful. The location's gorgeous. Everything about it makes you feel relaxed in splendor. You can have a great meal. You can relax with friends and then go home. And some places even have a gym where you can have access. That social membership gives you that access. So when is the magazine coming out?
We're going to print actually on time this time.
Wow.
Last time we were very delayed. I think this will be the first time we actually go to press on time.
And
so I'm excited about that.
When do you think when is the digital one? Are you doing digital and print?
Yeah, I'll probably have the digital one out there as soon as we send it off to the printer.
And that should be, can you give us kind of October?
No, next week.
Oh, next week. Fantastic. I love your magazines.
I believe it.
I know. Time flies when you're having fun or dealing with COVID. It's funny. It seems like everything is slow and fast at the same time. Thank you so much for being on the show. I'm looking forward to getting more information out the week of 7th. What can you give us a tease?
Well, I would like to talk about the certification introduction packet, but, you know, I'm working with a public relations group at the moment, so we have to be very careful about, you know, how we word things and what we say, and I want it to be absolutely spot on.
Yes.
So
good.
I will be in touch with you next week about that.
Fantastic. Thank you for being on the show. Diana DeLucia, of course, she is the founder, publisher, and many times the photographer. She is an award-winning photographer. Golf Kitchen, Private Country Clubs, just highlighting their excellent cuisine. And in her magazines, there's always fabulous photography and the recipes. And in this one that's coming out, there's going to be something for Hawaii. So that's awesome. Thank you, Diana, again. I want to thank the people who make this show possible. Aloha Power Equipment has everything you need at their Waipahu and Sand Island stores. Got a big sale coming up at Aloha Power Equipment. Reserve your tee times at Bayview Golf Course, the best value in golf on Oahu. All of the COVID-19 precautions in place. Social distancing, disinfecting, the driving range, top tracer screens regularly, at least every couple hours, carts, everything is ready for you. And of course, there's the noodles in the cup, so it's very easy to retrieve all the stuff that you need. And exactly the information that I needed to know. It is $9.99 for the Honda EU 2200i at Aloha Power Equipment. That is the sale that's happening now, and you can save on the 2-year warranty. That's going for $149. All of that is at Aloha Power Equipment. That is the Honda EU 2200i for $9.99. Everything you need to weed it, whack it, mow it, and blow it. Back to Bayview. We did not get our winner. Oh, we did get our winner. Oh, we got our winner. Oh, fantastic. Our winner is Earl Allo. Congratulations of Waimanalo. You had the answer. The which two holes? We now have bunkers at Bayview Golf Course. We have more questions along these lines coming up next week, and we'll have another $25 gift certificate for the person who can answer the question. Oahu Extraction, suited, gloved, and masked to come into your home and take care of all of the, well, mitigation needs that you might have. Or if there's something inside the walls that you didn't even know, well, you could smell it. You can feel it. It's funny how that is with mold. You can just sense there's something definitely wrong going on here. So that's when you need to bring them in. And Rainer Overhead Door. By the way, you know, they are hiring. They need installation professionals. They'll train. You have to have some mechanic ability. It's 676-3667. See the latest in garage door design at HawaiiDoor.com. HawaiiDoor.com. 676-3667. I'm Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
You've been listening to the award-winning Golf Club radio show with Danielle Tucker on the Golf Club Network statewide. Tune in next week, and we'll tee it up together only on The Golf Club.
Copyright 2020.